After Lunch, The Pergola by Silvestro Lega. It is a serene summer day after lunch. The light brightens the fields and fades the poplars on the horizon, immersed in a white sky of heat. A pergola shelters some women and a child from the heat. A woman, with maternal confidence, puts a hand on the shoulder of the child who tells something with lively gestures. Another, in front of her, is listening to her quietly while she holds her head with her hand. The woman with the open fan turns while the coffee is coming, brought on a tray by a woman with an apron. On the bench at the bottom, cups are ready. On the wall to the right is an orderly row of terracotta pots with white and red flowers. Some unruly flowers have escaped from the largest vase and now, exuberant, grow at its base. Among the light tiles of the pavement appear sparse tufts of tenacious green sprout. The painting by Silvestro Lega, known as the Pergola, or After Lunch, was donated in 1931 to the Pinacoteca by the Friends of Brera Association. It's signed and dated at the bottom left. It was made in 1868 in Piacentina, in the hills outside Florence, where the painter from Romagna had retired after a few years in the Tuscan capital. The period of Piacentina was the most peaceful of the life of the painter, a guest of the Battelli sisters. With one of them, Virginia, he had a love affair, abruptly interrupted by her death from consumption. The liveliest works by Lega belong to the 1860s. Airy scenes en plein air, in a relaxed and serene countryside, and simple interiors that tell the poetic everyday life of family affections. The clear palette, the purity of the line, and the sharpness of the composition show the personal reworking of Tuscan painting of the 15th century. The work coincides with the most fruitful years of Macchiaioli painting in Italy, which numbers Lega amongst its protagonists. The Macchiaioli movement, born before French Impressionism, brought together artists who aimed for the truth of visual perception through using spots or macchie of colour, with contrasts between light and shadow without gradual steps. It is precisely the alternation between light and shadow that gives a unique personality to this masterpiece by Lega. Warm rays of sunlight overcome the barrier of the pergola by painting light stripes on the ground. They brush a white spot on the shoulder of the woman on the bench, and they illuminate small parts of the girl's face and dress. The light turns some of the leaves climbing the plant yellow, but it cannot reach the most hidden ones, which remain dressed in full green thanks to the shade in which they rest. The half-light surrounding the figures creates an atmosphere of calm family confidence. A fleeting moment of light and colour, but also of looks and gestures that the art of Lega captured forever in this masterpiece of the Italian 19th century.